Okay, hello guys. I am so excited that you guys are here for the August 1st. It's a new month. Super excited. Mr. Republic team call here. First of all, I want to just apologize in advance. I have semi-lost my voice. I know some of you absolutely have zero voice right now, but yeah, I lost my voice or it started to go away during summit, so hopefully you guys can hear me and understand me. My name is Cindy Adkinson. I am a diamond coach here with Mr. Republic. Let's see, I've been a coach for 4 years last month. So I am super, super excited that tonight I actually have one of my personally sponsored coaches on here with me, Jessica Jamison, who was actually just at Summit with me. Jess, why don't you introduce yourself real quick?
Hi, guys. Of course, my name is Jessica Jamison. I will have been a coach 2 years officially, November 25th. I'm an Emerald coach. Yeah, I think that's about it.
Okay, so we'll actually hear from Jessica in a little bit at the end of the team call, kind of about her experience at Summit, being it was her first Summit, and just how it was for her. So like a whole bunch of us just got back from Summit. I'm sure that those of you that weren't at Summit saw, you know, your news feeds were probably bombarded by, you know, massive amounts of photos and announcements and all kinds of things. Hopefully some of you were able to catch the live streaming of some of Summit. I know they live stream the opening and closing ceremonies. I know a lot of my coaches hopped on. And if you did, then some of this information is going to be old news to you. But for those of you that didn't, some of this information is going to be new, right? So Summit was amazing, as it always is. And there were some pretty big announcements that were made this year as far as new programs that are coming out in the near future. I'm going to go over a couple of them, but I want you guys to know that if you want any of the information for any of these announcements, they're all in your back office. You can, like, Google the FAQs, or you can just do a Google search for the actual program, and it will come up on beachbody.com, not Team Beachbody. And there's nice breakdowns of everything that's happening. I got dogs, guys, so hopefully you can hear over them. One thing that I'm super excited about is they announced a new program called the 3-Week Yoga Retreat, which is going to be a Beachbody On Demand exclusive workout. So basically it's 3 weeks, and they're 30-minute yoga routines, 7 days a week, and that's going to be starting to be released in September. So they're actually going to – they talked about doing a staggered release. So, you know, you'll have week one will be released in the beginning of September, and then the next week is scheduled to release the second week in September. So I think it's, like, an amazing program. It's going to be less athletic yoga and just more traditional poses for actually really developing a good yoga base. And, like, I immediately thought in my head it would be, like, an amazing program to do – like, in between other programs, you know. So when you're, like, going crazy with Insanity or 21 Day Fix Extreme or Hammer and Chisel, and, you know, you're at the end, a lot of times, you know, to just dive right into another program is can be really tough on your body. So, like, you know, you do a Hammer and Chisel or whatever program you're doing, and then you jump into the three-week yoga retreat for 3 weeks, give yourself time to kind of, you know, rest your body and relax and stretch, and then dive right back into another program. I thought that would be an awesome way to use that program continuously and to use it with your clients too. So another thing that I'm super excited about is Autumn is releasing a new cooking show on Beachbody On Demand, which is called, drumroll, it's totally going to be a surprise, it's called Fix8. So it's super cool. Like, she's actually teamed up with her brother, Bobby Calvaries, who's actually, like, a world-renowned chef, and he's actually helped collaborate and create a lot of the recipes that you find in the Fix8 cookbook. And so that is actually going to be released on August 19th, so this month, and it's actually going to be a weekly cooking show that you can watch anytime on Beachbody On Demand. There's going to be a new show that's released every single week, and so that's going to be awesome. And then I did totally save the best for last, or at least in my opinion, right? So there's a new program coming out from Joel and Jericho, who are the new master trainers with Beachbody. A lot of you guys know them from Les Mills Pump and Les Mills Combat, two of my favorite programs that Beachbody has partnered with. And so they're coming out with a core de force, which is actually going to be like an MMA-style workouts, no equipment necessary. It's not going to be to music, so you don't have to have any kind of choreography or dance skills or anything like that. It's like strictly like you're in a gym fighting. They're going to be 3-minute rounds. So like you basically, you know, learn a combination and then you fight for it for 3 minutes, right? To see what you can do. So I love that because you can be like, you know, not in very good shape or like, you know, a beginner and you can, you know, do what you can and then progress and just get, you know, better and better and better, which is awesome. Or, you know, stronger every day, right? Like, because that was the theme of Summit, so got to have that plugged in there, right? So I'm so excited for this program. And it's going to be out on November 1st is the scheduled date for it. So like I said, there was actually some other announcements at Summit, including, like, the Beachbody Bet and other different things that are going on. So just make sure that you check out your back office for a lot of the other events that are happening. So, oh, wait. There's one other thing that was announced that was really, really important. Jeez, I can't remember what it was. Oh, Summit 2017. Oh, my gosh. I totally remembered. I was just joking. So Summit 2017 is on July 13th through the 16th, 2017. It's in New Orleans, Louisiana. So excited because I've always wanted to go there my whole life, and I've never been there. And right now you can actually get a $175 Summit special ticket. So you can go to www.coachsummit.com, and that's where you can buy your tickets right now. So last year, these lower-priced tickets sold out within the first week after Summit. So if you have not signed up for Summit, I highly suggest that you get your booty over to coachsummit.com and you sign up right now. I know I had, like, massive people sign up right away, and I'm super proud of my amazing team. That was my shout-out, my plug for them, because they all signed up. And so, yeah, it will sell out. And so now here's kind of goes in. I know Summit's exciting and everything like that. And you see things and you see people and you go, yeah, that looks so exciting. But I'm not really working my business. But I'm not very successful in my business yet. But I don't think I can afford it. There's all these, like, reasons that kind of go. If you haven't bought your ticket, I guarantee you have one of those reasons that's coming to your head. Because I know, because I used to have those reasons too. And I want to talk to you guys a little bit about tonight, about why it is so important to get to live events, why it's important to get to them sooner rather than later in your business, and why it's important to get to them as frequently as possible. So I'm going to cough here. I'm really sorry, you guys. I may have to start, like, drinking some water, too, here. So for me, as I said, I've been a coach for 4 years, but it took me until last year to go to my very first Summit. And the reason why that was because of those same reasons. I thought, even when I was a Diamond coach, I was a brand new Diamond coach, and I still didn't go to Summit. And I was, because I thought I wasn't at the point where I deserved to go. You know, I've had a lot of issues in my own life, in my own business, with being inconsistent, and it took me a long time to catch the real vision of our business and the real vision of the real business opportunity side of this business. And so I was kind of slow going in this business. And so I made excuses as to why I wouldn't attend Summit. And I would say, oh, you know, all of the trainings are recorded. I can just watch them in my back office. But when I went last year, it changed my life. And I kick myself for not going sooner. Like, I know 100% if I had gone sooner in my business, and all those times when I said I didn't think I deserved to go or I didn't think I needed to go, I know I would be, like, a gazillion times further in my business than I am now. And so I really want you guys to learn from my mistake and make the commitment to go. Because, you know, don't make the mistake I made of saying, well, I can get the information out of my back office. Because I'll tell you what, like, one thing I learned last year and what I've learned from going to the Platinum Edge as well the last couple of years, as well as Super Saturdays, is that it's not necessarily the training. I mean, you learn tons from the training, right? Don't get me wrong. Like, it is crucial to your business to learn from the best, learn from best practices from people right there on the stage. And plus, if any of you have never seen Carl Daikeler speak live, you know, then you're missing out. Because when you see him live versus on a team or on the National Wake Up Call or on a recording on his page, I mean, he is legit. And you just cannot help but feel the passion that he feels for this business and the mission of Beachbody and what we stand for and what we're going after, right, and how we're trying to help so many people. I mean, it just, like, oozes out of him. And seeing it live, you just leave feeling like just better, and that you are going to freaking take on the world. Like, that's how I feel all the time. So, and I know a lot of other coaches feel the same way. So, you know, even though you can watch trainings, or you can watch YouTube, or you can YouTube things, like, the meat of Summit or other live events is the crack time, like I call it. It's the time in the cracks. It's when you're waiting in line at the core, or you're standing in line for a restaurant, or you're outside of a training, and or even in the back of a training because someone's had such an aha moment, they're bawling their eyes out. You know, I mean, it's meeting other coaches that you would never get a chance to meet because you only know them from social media, and we're all gathered here together. And that kind of, that is like, it's so crucial. Like that kind of, I'm sorry, my dogs are like literally fighting. That kind of, those moments are seriously irreplaceable. You cannot, they are once in a lifetime moments. And unless you actually make the time to get to Summit and to be there at that moment, you miss out on that stuff. And man, you guys, I mean, I seriously can't even think about how important this is. Like, it's, I can't even convey it even with words. And you talk to any coach who's ever been to a live event like that, and they'll say the same thing. And so, you know, I mean, I've never missed a Super Saturday, so I've been a coach for 4 years, and this Super Saturday next Saturday is actually going to be my 17th Super Saturday consecutively. And it's kind of strange because I've always made them a priority, but, you know, I hadn't made other events a priority. And it's because there's less of investment, right? You feel like you're, well, I could do that. Like, I could go down the street, right, and go to a Super Saturday or even drive a couple hours. That's way less, not even stay overnight, right? But I tell you, you guys are all so worth going to these events. And I don't want you to, for a second, think that you're not worth it or that you shouldn't be going because you're not at a certain place in your business. Like, the thing to me is that I had a problem with myself where I would say, well, when I'm successful, I will do this. When I am successful, I will go to Summit. When I am more successful, I will pay for Platinum Edge training. When I am more successful, I will go to Tony Robbins training or pay for Chalene Johnson's Smart Success or Marketing Impact Academy. And I'm here to tell you, heck no, you guys. You have to invest in yourself, like, first. That's why we do personal development, and this is a form of personal development. It's a form of networking within our team and in the broader, you know, area of Beachbody, and it makes you a stronger coach. It makes you a stronger person, and you leave there having the tools you need and the fire in your belly to go forward and reach your goals. And so, you know, you got to get that mindset, you know, flipped around and make it, I am going to go to Summit because I believe in myself, and I'm going to invest in myself and this business that I believe in. And I'm going to go forward, right? There is no plan B for me, and I know for a lot of you there is not another option. And so you just got to go all in. You got to commit, and you got to go. So I hope that all of you guys who have not signed up for Summit, make the commitment. Make it early. Like, that's one thing that's been kind of cool is if you make it early in the year, then you can make awesome Summit goals. You can have something that you're pushing towards, and you can – you know, get fired up about it throughout the year. You can get excited about the people you're going to meet, the things you're going to see, the things you're going to do, and you're more likely to actually work your business on a consistent basis to actually get yourself to where you want to be at Summit next year. Okay, so I'm gonna do a little interview with my girl Jess because this was actually, you know, she's an Emerald coach, and this was her very first Summit, and I'm super, super proud of her because she came all the way across the country to go. And so, Jess, are you there?
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, you are. Okay. Okay, so this was your first Summit, right?
Yes.
I already know that answer, right? We're doing, like, an interview style here. Okay. And I already just told everyone that, too. So how was your experience at Summit?
Amazing. There's no words to honestly describe the entire experience. I felt every emotion in the book, and it reaffirmed why this business chose me, definitely.
Yeah, for sure. I know. It's like, I always say, like, people are like, oh, well, what's Summit like? I'm like, oh, well, you're just going to laugh, you're going to cry, you're going to get mad, you're going to get sad, you're going to get fired up, It is. It totally is like that. It's just because, you know, it is growth. You have growth there, and with that comes those emotions, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so I know that you, like, one thing that we always talk about is that, you know, people tend to come up with a lot of excuses. I'm going to frankly call it what it is. I mean, they are excuses, right? We tell ourselves excuses as to why we don't go to Super Saturday, as to why we don't go to other live events like Platinum Edge or Summit. And, you know, if you are committed towards your business and you have priorities with your business, you make those events a priority. And so I know for you, Jess, you had to make a lot of sacrifices in order to get to this event because you did make it a priority in your life and in your business. So why don't you go over some of the sacrifices you did have to make, like with your family or financially and things like that, to make this be able to happen for you? And I mean, I don't think people don't even know how many kids you have in your situation, so you can kind of share that a little bit too.
Well, first and foremost, I listened to everything Summit when I could live stream it last year. Last year when it happened, I was a stay-at-home mom. I had just quit my job. I was working for Lyft on the weekends so I could be home with my kids. I took a loan out from my dad's credit card to pay for my ticket. I didn't even have money, but I knew in my heart of hearts that this was where I was supposed to be. I have four kids, ages twin 13-year-olds, 7 and 4. I am now the pretty much the sole breadwinner of my family of 6. I work for a behavior company, and I don't have much money. Making the excuse to not go was like saying that this business wasn't important to me, and I had to make payments, you know, to people to buy my airplane ticket. I had to make payments to pay off my ticket. I had to make payments for my hotel because I didn't have the income up front. So I at that point was really blessed and really lucky to have people in my life that were supportive of me going and understanding why I wanted to go and needed to go. But money is not, you don't let that be an excuse, because what you get from Summit is completely worth the minuscule amount of money that you're going to be paying for these things. I sacrificed a week of my time away from my job. Like I said, I'm the only one working in my family. It was hard leaving my family. My family dropped me off at the airport, and two of my kids had emotional breakdowns. And, you know, it's hard, but you have to remember that it's the time you invest now for the long term. Those are your whys, and your whys, as they say, you need to have a strong why to keep moving forward. And my excuses that I used are my whys. They're my kids, and they're the reason why I have to do these things, because I don't want them to be my excuse anymore. They are my whys.
Yeah, for sure. Like, yeah, my kids are my reason too, and, you know, it's like being a mom too. I think we, like, get all, you know, we have lots of balls and lots of things on our plate all the time, and so it's easy to use that as an excuse. But, yeah, for sure, they are a lot, and I know there are a lot of reasons for people on our team too. So what was your biggest takeaway from Summit? Like, did you have, like, a big aha moment, or was there, like, a gazillion and million one of some of them? I'm sure there probably was, but did you have something that actually stood out to you, like, that you took away personally?
There was a lot, but I think the one that stood out the most was Shanti, his three T's, trust, truth, and transparency. For me, it hit a personal chord that, you know, having to identify with your past, what's your truth, why are you the way that you are? And once you accept that truth, then do you trust yourself? He explained it in the sense of, if you're walking backwards and you can't see where you're going, do you trust yourself enough to believe in what you're doing to trust it? Are you going to, no matter what happens, keep moving forward? And the transparency was a huge one. I mean, it was a huge one. I love a saying, put it on the TV. If someone told you or asked you, did you work out? And could you be honest with yourself? Could you say yes? Did you drink your Shakeology? Could you honestly, truthfully say yes? And as you said, put it on the TV. Are you being
your power
honest?
Hour. That's why I should start telling all the kids. Did you do your power hour? Put it on the TV, people.
Exactly. Being honest with yourself 100% is what got me, because you can't go anywhere in this business if you're not transparent, because that's what people are looking for you. They're looking at you for that transparency. Why are they gonna go to you with all of these deep-rooted issues if they can't trust you, if they don't feel like they can trust you? Why are they going to buy something from you if you're not doing it, or if you're not being product of the product? And, you know, for me, for the last year and a half, that was been my struggle, and that was what Sean T, it was Swiss kick in the butt, that it's like, it's you and only you that's going to do this. And until you're these three T's, trust, truth, and transparent, then it's like I'm going to stay stagnant in this place that I'm in, and I don't want to be. So it's like I have to take those three T's, and that's what's pushing me and motivating me forward.
That's awesome. Yeah, so for those of you guys that weren't at Summit or haven't seen Sean T talk, the whole put it on the TV thing was he was talking about I don't know if he said there is a movie or if it was just the concept of an idea or something. I missed that part. But we're like, we all have a chip implanted in our brain that basically sees every single thing that we do, that then you can then put on a TV and show for everyone, or show the world, or show yourself. So it's like, that's what we're talking about. Like, you know, like, did you do your workout today? Are you sure? Can you put it on the TV? What's the TV going to say, right? Or did you do your power hour? What's the TV going to say? Like, can you be honest about if you're actually, you know, if you're sitting and complaining about your business or complaining about, you know, not getting anywhere in your fitness? For me, my nutrition cannot go on the TV. I'll tell you that right now. Like, that's like my struggle. And so, you know, so that was kind of where that came from. But I love that. He was amazing, too. He's such an amazing speaker. I just absolutely love him. Okay, so I have one last question for you. So, like, has going to Summit changed your momentum in your business, or how you look at your business right now compared to how you were before you got there?
Yes, 100% yes. You know, you actually said it to me, or I think it was earlier today, that, you know, until we go to an event like this, that it's just an idea. And when I came back, I mean, I'm sleep deprived on the plane, and I'm already, my goals are written for the next year. My drive has changed, because now I can see that it's a reality. It's, I see the top coaches in front of me. I can shake their hands. I can introduce them. I mean, just something as simple as meeting Andrea. Andrea, I was like in love. It's like, she's amazing. And having
Andrea got a shout
right
out. Woo woo.
That ability, I am definitely a touch, feel, you know, I have to have that reality, and that reality was there for me. I could touch it, I could see it, I could feel it, I could hear it. I felt everything about Beachbody, and my drive is like 1,000 times what it was, because I see the reality in it, and it's just absolutely amazing.
Yeah, that's great. And I've already noticed all of your posts have changed, too. And I got to give Jess a huge shout-out here today, too, because she signed another coach today. So she's, like, fired up here. So I know one thing that, for me, that was a big thing for me, and for my husband even, too, you know, because my husband's always been really supportive. And he came with me to Summit last year and this year as well. And last year, that was a huge thing for him. All he had ever seen was here, or, you know, on the computer. Or, you know, he has come to a lot of the Super Saturdays with me, too, but it's just, you know, a smaller environment. But when he went to Summit last year, it's like he saw the vision of Beachbody. You know, he saw, you know, thousands and thousands and thousands of people from every walk of life, every fitness level, every age group, you know, and, you know, every sex, you know. So it was, or gender, whatever. Am I allowed to say sex on here? I don't even care. Yeah, it's Miss Republic. I'm saying that. Whatever. You know what I meant. You know, males and females, right? You know, on, you know, there, and he was just blown away. Like, it just truly, it just solidified his support for me and like just his like determination to help us build this business into what we want it to be too. And so that's awesome. I'm so happy that you went. So so we're gonna actually wrap this up here, you guys. But I do wanna give Jess an amazing, I mean, I gotta give her like the biggest shout out on the planet. You guys don't even understand. So Jess is like one of the biggest introverts I know. She is very, very shy. She was actually really scared to meet me at Summit, even though she's been a coach of mine for almost 2 years, and we talk every single day, and we're on Zooms every week. And she was just scared and nervous to go to Summit, and she went anyways. And then what did she do? She came home, and she did hard things, and she got on a freaking team call in front of 3,000 people. I put out in my leaders group with the people that went with me, and I was like, hey, does anyone want to hop on this team call? She's like, sure. I'm like, I'll do it. Like, you know, and then she's like, wait, what? Did I say that? But she did it. And she's here, and you freaking rocked it, and you did a great job, and I'm super proud of you. So, and now look, now you can do even harder things, so because you did that. So I really, really, really want all of you guys to know that, okay, so you didn't go to Summit, or maybe you did go to Summit. Next week on Saturday or Sunday, depending on where you guys live, is Super Saturday, okay? These are so important to attend. So if you're kicking yourself because you didn't go to Summit or you did go to Summit and you're not registered for Super Saturday, go to Super Saturday. And, you know, it isn't going to be just a repeat of Summit if you went to Summit. You know, go and do it. A lot of Summits are doing Country Heat. I know my local one, we're doing a live Country Heat workout, and it's going to be awesome. You're going to feel the vibe. You're going to feel the excitement. I swear to you, this Super Saturday after Summit, they're always the best one of the year because people are fired up, and they're excited to go forward. And so if you don't know where your local Super Saturday is, you can actually go back in your back office, and they're listed, oh, my gosh, I think it's under News and Training, I think. I'm sorry, if I'm mistaken, then I will post it in the team pages. So, and you can find your local Super Saturday there. You just type in where you live, find it there. There's usually an event link right there to it, so you can contact the person who's running the event or find out exactly where it is or what needs to happen. And you get there. You get to Super Summit or Super Summit. Super Summit! That would be awesome, like an even bigger summit. Oh, my gosh, that's how it's going to be next year. You get to Super Saturday. So, like I said, you know, I have not missed one Super Saturday in 4 years. I actually went to my very first Super Saturday when I was a prospect of Vicky's, and I signed up right after I went to it, and, you know, it was the best decision I ever made in my life. And so then, you know, I've never missed one. This will be my 17th Super Saturday, and there's a reason why I have gone to 17 Super Saturdays, because they are worth it. So I hope you all get to one, and I hope you guys all have an amazing night, and that I hope you all go to the CoachSummit.com and sign up and get your ticket to go to next year's Coach Summit, July 13th through 17th. Okay, guys? I want to see all of you guys there. You all deserve to be there. You deserve to have that experience, and it will change your life. It will change your business, and it will change your life. I guarantee it. Okay, so there we go, guys. I hope you guys all have an amazing night. You want to say bye, Jess, to everyone?
Bye, guys.
Okay, thanks for hopping on, guys.